Hey, Dan, welcome to another exciting episode of National Legal Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. RepublicBroadcasting.org, it's the smiling monkey of free speech. Is the smiling monkey? Does he see no evil? Does he hear no evil? Does he speak no evil? How about all of the above? Anyway, go to RepublicBroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage, and you can send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call the number, you'll find it on RBN, and send the fundage. Julie or Mike or Sam will be more than happy to take your money. Okay, we have with us today Philbert. Philbert, welcome to the show.
Howdy, glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us. And there's a lot of kind of high-tech, next-generation issues that I want to ask you about. But first... Aren't there always? I know. But just before we jump into that, today was supposed to be the day that Donald Trump was indicted, arrested. Yesterday was supposed to be it. It hasn't happened yet. Do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. Probably not, because it seems like that would start to set a precedent, like a new precedent. And a lot of former presidents always seem to tease, you know, their constituents about possibly charging. And so does the media. The media plays into this, too. You can remember there was that going on with Trump during his campaign. It was like, oh, should Hillary, you know, there was the lock her up chance. And when he got into office, he's like, he said he didn't think that was the right thing to do. And, there was the, Biden was posed the same question, you know, about Trump. Do you think that whenever he totally got elected and, I think Biden said something along the lines of, well, I don't think it's the right thing to do. You know, which surprises me what we're seeing right now. So it's anybody's guess, but I would venture to say Biden is a lot more corrupt than Trump. Anybody could imagine Trump. I'd be surprised if Trump was more corrupt than Biden, if Trump had more skeletons in the closet than the Biden family. It just seems like you can dig up a lot of dirt on Joe Biden pretty easily as well. So and Trump still has a little bit of power, so it depends on how far that the people in power are willing to dig in their heels with this, and it appears that they're going to be going all the way, so we may have some interesting times ahead of us. But we always do. There's never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. I would like a dull moment every now and then. And I think this is a factual statement. I think Donald Trump is by far the most popular politician in America. If by default even, cause there aren't any popular politicians in America. I think Donald Trump is far more popular than anyone out there.
Yeah, so, I think you're probably right.
Yeah. And you know, you mentioned that sometimes people who are eyeing the presidency might talk about legal actions against the current occupant. You certainly had. Was Dennis Kucinich talking about? Was he hinting at George W. Bush going to jail? Or I don't know. He might have been a little harsh. There were people who were certainly people who were running in third parties who were talking about putting George W. Bush in jail, and you might have
That's right, for war crimes.
Well, I mean, war is all about killing. I guess there's a proper way to kill and an improper way to kill. I don't know.
Right. I just think it's funny how, like, if anybody should be guilty of war crimes, it'd probably be somebody like Netanyahu. You know, we never see anybody like this indicted for war crimes.
No. And, you know, not only are they not indicted, they're not part of all these international treaties. They're not part of the International Criminal Court Treaty. They're not part of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. They're not part of the chemical weapons or biological weapons treaties. They just have a pass. Cause they're Jews. I mean, what would Jews possibly do that was wrong? They're God's chosen people.
Yeah, them's the chosen.
They're chosen. So one hears, Trump, it was funny in 2016 when Trump and Hillary were having a debate, and Hillary was, she was, not a president or a former president, but she was a former first lady, former secretary of state. And, Trump, I guess, what was it? Hillary said something like, I think a lot of us would be really bothered, or it wouldn't be good for us if Donald Trump became elected and then Donald Trump piped in because you'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Which was funny. And, but you know, as president, Donald Trump never lifted a finger to try to, go after anybody. You could say he called Zelensky when Zelensky became president and said, you ought to look into these criminal dealings. And there were criminal dealings, but there wasn't an indication that he was going to try to imprison or arrest Biden. And the fact of the matter is, what we all know now is that the Ukrainians, before Trump was president, the Ukrainians were investigating the Bidens. And then Biden, while he was over there, threatened to withhold a large hunk of money. I think it was like $6 billion. $6 billion is like $1,000 for each of the 6 million. And maybe it wasn't 6 billion. Maybe it was a half a billion. But it was a large hunk of money, and he threatened to withhold it unless they fired the prosecutor who was looking into his son and his brother's dealings. And they said, "Wait a minute, that was Obama that wrote the check." And Biden said something along the lines, "Well, if you don't fire him in half an hour, you're never going to see that check." And son of a bitch, what happened? He went and fired. Did he say son of a bitch? Maybe he said son of a gun. Son of a gun. Guess what happened? In half an hour, he fired the prosecutor. He said this in public. I can't remember in what venue, but you could find it. So yeah, there's that. So Trump, probably not arrested. That is the nuclear option. There's a lot of downsides that could come with it, but who knows?
And that also goes to show the corruption of a nation that, you know, we're currently like funding a war to also that doesn't really benefit us. So that's also a point to be said, I guess, about the corruption of the Ukraine.
Everything is corrupt, and it's really, really bad. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. So there are a couple of issues that you had raised with me, and then there's other ones that I want to follow up on. So this Jigsaw company, what is Jigsaw all about?
Yeah, so it's a Google company. It's owned by Alphabet, which is Google. And what they do is they collect the information that Google has on you, and they put you in a category. They call it a cohort. And a lot of people that they don't like, say people that may not want to take a monkey AIDS shot to the arm, meaning any sort of inoculation or experimental vaccine. That's what I'm getting at. So anybody who may not want to have that, you know, that looks up adverse side effects on Google or searches, you know, something along the lines of that, or anything that, you know, if you're, say, if you're a pro-Trump person, your Google searches can be weaponized and used against you. But however, there is a spinoff from Google company, which you were referring to. It's called Jigsaw. And what they do is they take your searches, they put you in a category, and then they sell this data to governments that may want to know these things. And, you know, it's hard to say who these clients are, but they're going to be intelligence agencies is what I'm thinking. But yeah, you can look this up. It's called, and they even have a Google Wikipedia page. It's a company called Jigsaw, owned by Alphabet. Jigsaw.
Mm-hmm. Jigsaw. So you sent me a link to Wikipedia, and so I read down. I was reading the first paragraph, and then I got kind of sidetracked because I see the who is the CEO? He and the former co-founder and director of Google Ideas. That's where it came from. It came out of Google Ideas, but the CEO of Jigsaw is one Jared Cohen. Jared Cohen. With a name like that, how can you possibly go wrong?
Yeah. It's another coincidence, as they say.
It is. And on the Jigsaw Wikipedia page, Jared Cohen, formerly with the Policy Planning Committee at the U.S. State Department. Okay, so I click on Jared Cohen. Well, the first thing I see is he's born November 24th, 1981. Okay, 1981. Well, okay, so he's 40 years old. It's not like he's a kid. But you read down here, and it says he was, well, let's see. He is currently, he's an American businessman, currently serving as the president of global affairs and co-head of the Office of Applied Innovation at Goldman Sachs, where he joined in August 2022. So is he both the head of Jigsaw? I guess maybe he's left Jigsaw a few months ago and went over to Goldman Sachs. But then you keep looking down, an adjunct senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay, that's another feather in his cap. Prior to that, he served as a member of the Secretary of State's Policy Planning Staff. That's what it was saying on the previous page. And as an advisor to Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton. Well, this raises like a red flag with me. Because remember, he's born in November 1981. Condoleezza Rice left office in January 2009. At a time when this guy was barely 27 years old. So here he was in his mid-20s as an advisor to the Secretary of State. You know, how does that happen? But this does happen with Jews. These Jews, it's not just that they get into big jobs, but they get into them really, really early at a really, really young age. And just to finish up on this, scroll down a little more, early life and education. Cohen was born to a Jewish family. You don't say.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. So he graduated from Stanford in 2004. And basically, it's not even that he went straight into the State Department. He went in as an intern. But, you know, at 24 years old, it says, following his internship and graduation, Cohen served as a member of the Secretary of State's Policy Planning Staff from 2006 to 2010. So 2010, he was a holdover. He even when the administration changes, the Jews don't change. He stayed on with us. Hillary Clinton. But from he was 24 years old. 24 years old, straight out of college, and he's on the policy planning staff at the State Department.
So, and back to the Jigsaw thing, which this guy is in charge of, this nice fellow that you're describing here. It says, in February of 2017, Jigsaw and Google launched the free Perspective API, and it is, quote, a new tool for web publishers to identify toxic comments that can undermine a civil exchange of ideas end quote. Meaning, civil exchange, meaning, you know, what their idea of not being challenged, I guess you could say. And again, I'd like to point out that these things we're pointing out can be thwarted and completely denied. You can completely deny access them to your information by simply getting a de-Googled phone.
Which you talked about last week, and which I'll probably never do because I'm a boomer, but I really, really should. And I advise everybody to, well, I will try. I will put it on my list.
It doesn't mean that you have to completely give up your old phone. You can get a cheap line and you can try it out. And if it doesn't work out, you know, you can always sell it to somebody else maybe.
Yeah. So, anyway, just scrolling down on this guy's Wikipedia page, I come to this photograph, and this is during his years at Google, and it shows a picture of Cohen with Volodymyr Groysman in Ukraine, and he's there smiling with, I must say, a rather hooked nose, and then he's shaking hands with Volodymyr Groysman, who, by the way, was the prime minister of Ukraine and Jewish. Can you imagine that? And not just Jewish, because they've had the first prime minister they had after the Maidan coup was this guy named Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who was Jewish but denied he was Jewish. But like the Israelis all said he was Jewish. Everybody said he was Jewish. But Groysman, it wasn't. He was openly Jewish, as is Zelensky. It's not a and Zelensky. You had Groysman. Yeah. So, I mean, could this be any more Jewish? But anyway, let me back off from this Jewishness of it. So, jigsaw. I was going to say crossword. It's a crossword. Crossword puzzle. Jigsaw puzzle. So, Jigsaw gets your information from Google, and what is it that they do with it?
Well, it's put in, they do a few things with it. They sell it, but they weaponize it's, Google is just weaponized.
Well, what do they sell it to? Do they sell it to advertisers? Do they sell it to people other than advertisers?
Governments. I mean, they don't allow, they're not public. That's not public information. It's theorized that it would be governments. I mean, I guess you could theorize as to who would be the kind of, or what would be the kind of entities buying that type of data. And in my mind, that would be governments and probably intelligence agencies.
So, for instance, Google knows what's going on with most of the internet searches, right? Most of the internet searches. David Duke always says it's 90%. I don't know if it's 90%, but it's probably a significant majority of internet searches are with Google. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so they would know, for instance, who is doing searches for how to de-Google your phone.
Not if you didn't. So you can be directed to a YouTube video without using a Google search. So not necessarily, no.
Okay. So, and if you're...
But if you use Google, yes.
And if you're looking into de-Googling your phone, maybe you would want to use Yandex or another search engine for doing your searches on how to de-Google your phone.
Exactly, yes. Yandex isn't bad. Another good one I've mentioned before is called Swiss Cows. That's a Swedish one.
Is it Swedish?
I don't know why I said that. I meant Switzerland. And Switzerland actually has pretty good privacy laws as well.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Inflation control is population control. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to get your body ready to fight the next virus with Quercetin Plus Zinc from Liberty Lighthouse Wellness. Find it at liberty-lighthouse.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve was created by Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. One way that they do this is by attempting to control inflation. But is that really a good thing? The money in your pocket or in your bank account isn't really money at all. It's fiat currency with no physical backing. It is worth less every time the government prints more. Contrast the current system to actual minted money. A quarter minted before 1965 contains about $3.50 worth of silver today. A quarter dollar from 1965 isn't even worth $2.50 today. So the value of silver has increased by 1,400%, but because of artificially manipulated inflation, the dollar has only gone up by 950% during that same time. You see, inflation is only bad when all of our money is fake fiat currency. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Is it Swedish?
I don't know why I said that. I meant Switzerland. And Switzerland actually has pretty good privacy laws as well.
All right.
As they have the history of.
They have, well, they do. They have the history with the privacy in banking. All right. So you get that. But do they do like artificial intelligence searches or analyses of these, of people's Google searches and come up with lists of who's naughty and who's nice? Do they do that or
yes.
Are companies doing that?
Yes, they do that. And then they filter your search results based upon that. And they've admitted this. It's called the redirect method. And I'll read it right here. It's an open source methodology developed by Jigsaw, in partnership with another company called Moonshot CVE. And it says it leverages Google AdWords platform and YouTube to target potential ISIS recruits and to dissuade them from joining ISIS. So, and that's just one example, but they do this with minor political stunts too. I mean, for instance, when you go to Google and you type in white couple, and all you see is, black male, white woman.
But, yes, that's all you see. It is absolutely all you see. I've done that before.
What we're seeing here is Jigsaw and Moonshot CVE at work. And anybody can go to this Wikipedia article, which Antifa-pedia, you can call it. I've heard it referred to as that. It's not the most accurate.
Antifa-pedia?
Right, yeah. It's not the most accurate website in the world, I know. But this is all public information is the important thing to remember. This isn't a wild conspiracy theory, and nobody can call me or anybody else that knows this a conspiracy theorist. This is one of the modern day weaponized, it's technology that's weaponized, you know, and this is modern day intelligence agencies at work. And, you know, whenever you know how the brainwashing works, it's harder for them to do it to you.
Now, you mentioned artificial intelligence. So is artificial intelligence involved in this?
Yeah, they're trying to. Yeah, nothing is artificial. It's just a machine that has, or it's code that can learn from its input. So I don't tend to think artificial is a good word for that, but
okay.
Yeah, right. They're using machine learning, I guess you could call it.
Machine learning. Okay. Self-teaching. And you had a few years ago some of these early, artificial intelligence, I don't know, chat partners. You could ask, Alexa a question, and people weren't always getting the answers that they thought they were going to get. Sometimes they're getting kind of Nazi answers. And a couple hours ago, I overheard this conversation, and this guy was saying, yeah, I was trying out that new artificial intelligence. My son has to write a paper on karate. And so we put it in. And the lady said, well, yeah, how did it do? And I had to restrain myself it was hard for me, but I restrained myself from saying, it said Hitler did nothing wrong.
It's based.
Well, I mean, that has been what's happened with artificial intelligence sometimes in the past, right? I mean, there have been those examples. So, right, write a history, a paper on the history of karate. And the conclusion is Hitler did nothing wrong.
So I'm reading the activities of Moonshot, the company called Moonshot, and
What's about Moonshot? What is it with Moonshot? Did Moonshot ever even happen? Is it really a company?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's limited information here on it. It says Moonshot builds technology to analyze audiences consuming extremist content, conspiracy theories, and disinformation. So, and again, what I was getting to earlier, your internet searches are weaponized against you.
Yeah. They're weaponized, and it is a subject of concern. Before I start getting concerned about that, though, Moonshot, I just happened earlier today, this morning, somebody had sent me something, a clip. It was a clip about Buzz Aldrin. And this guy was following around Buzz Aldrin. This is from years ago. Somebody was following around Buzz Aldrin saying, why don't you tell the world you never went to the moon? Huh? Why don't you tell the world you're lying about it, right? Do you really think you're going to get to heaven if you keep saying you went to the moon? And Buzz Aldrin would move the other way. And there was some girl with Buzz Aldrin who was kept trying to guide him away from this guy. But the guy kept getting in his face. And Buzz Aldrin, who was like 75 at the time, just punched him right in his face. Well, you know, he was
I've seen that.
Military guy. Yeah, have you seen that?
I've seen that. He took a big blow to the chin. You got to give it to him. And Buzz Aldrin just cold cocked him. Yeah, that's good. That was classic.
It was classic, and I don't know if that proves that Buzz Aldrin went to the moon or not, but it does prove don't mess around with Buzz Aldrin. That's what it proves.
Yeah, he doesn't F around.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
It was classic, and I don't know if that proves that Buzz Aldrin went to the moon or not, but it does prove, don't mess around with Buzz Aldrin. That's what it proves.
Yeah, he doesn't F around.
He does not F around. But the internet searches. So how concerned should people be about internet searches we've made over the years?
Well, as Snowden said, anything before 2008 and you're okay, or you're great. I'll just make it rhyme. But I don't know if he said that, but generally anything around that time is when they started building the infrastructure. So yeah, it's a good point. It's not like that today. Like, it's unfortunately that you have to, although it be a little, but you have to spend brain power, to keep these things in mind. You know, when you're innocently, say, looking something up, it could be the most innocent thing, you know, or mundane thing in the world. But, you know, over time, when you look at the aggregate of everything you search, you can build a pretty realistic profile on somebody. And that's a scary thing to think about. And like I said, I'll repeat it again, that these are things you can thwart by simply getting a de-Googled phone or de-Googling it yourself. Look it up on Yandex or Swiss Cows and see if it's, you can de-Google it. Maybe able to do it yourself. You never know.
Mm-hmm. So, you mentioned the 2008, that, or at least Edward Snowden mentioned 2008 as kind of, before that, they weren't able, either able or willing to keep all records. And you know, you think back, and if you were using something like Yahoo Mail, or I suppose Google Mail, or these free services, because it didn't used to be free, and I used to use university email systems, but if you're using Yahoo Mail, you could have up to, say, 100 messages or 500 messages stored. And then there was a point, was it around 2008? Maybe it was a little early, because I remember always having to go through and purge emails, you know, purge them, download the ones I wanted, erase them, because otherwise the email box would get filled up. Your mailbox would get filled up. This was a real thing. It was, and I've been using email since the early 90s. And that was a thing. You were always having to purge your email because it was getting filled up. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, you never have to. And, you know, I pull up my email and it was a few years ago that it got to the point where it said, you've got 100,000 unread messages. Because, you know, you get the spam, you never open it. And so you've got, I don't know what it's at now, but it's well over 100,000 unread messages. I'll get around to them one of these days. But so there was a point, and maybe it was around 2008, where storage became less of an issue. Where because it used to be that digital storage was very, very expensive, and maybe a lot of people don't remember it in their personal lives, but it was very, very true. And you can think back. You know, if you think back to 1945, we had a nuclear explosion, right? Atom bombs. That's pretty big technology, right? Big technology. And even if leave Buzz Aldrin and his walk on the moon aside, 1957, the Soviets launched Sputnik. That's a long time ago. And those seem like big technological achievements. But if you go back to the 50s, the 60s, even in like the early 80s, when I was taking my COBOL class, my class in the COBOL language, the computer language, I was having to write programs on punch cards, on paper cards. And you put them in this kind of typewriter machine, and it punches holes in them. And each card, which is like one-third of the size of a piece of paper, a letter-sized piece of paper. Like if it's like the size of an envelope, a computer, a punch card was the size of more or less the size of an envelope, a little smaller than that. And what could it contain? Like 100 or so characters. That's like 100 bytes on a computer for that card. And it was really, really expensive. And so that's why you had that whole Y2K problem. Because in order to save precious storage space, storage volume, computer storage, they abbreviated the year with two digits. And so instead of saying 1957 or 1972, they just said 57 or 72. Well, then not thinking forward to the end of the century. Well, the end of the century came and all these, like my dad was in computers, and my dad had written a book, and my dad in the book, just in a matter of fact way, not saying, cause he wrote this in 1970, and he not saying that this was going to be a problem someday, but just explaining how computer storage works. And he just mentioned casually that they abbreviate the year, you know, in the metadata of files, they abbreviate the year with two digits in order to save space. It's just matter of fact. Of course you do. And of course he was also somebody who was writing programs in COBOL or other languages. COBOL was a big language for the business community. He was writing programs for, what was it? Chase Manhattan Bank. And, well, then what happens is when the end of the century came, nobody could remember, like, there were all these systems. There were systems for air traffic control. There were systems for ATM machines. There were all these systems, and nobody could remember what the programs were like. And so all these people, and COBOL hadn't been used for probably 15 or 20 years by then, and there was not very many people who, my father's dead by then, but my cousin, who made a lot of money in the late 1990s because she knew COBOL and she could go back through these programs and see where there were the problems. I that's long-winded and everything, but the fact is that that storage used to be extremely expensive, and it's gotten extremely cheap to the point where in 2008 they could start just keeping all of this text data from all your emails for free, letting you have 100,000 unread emails, but I can still go back to them. They're storing them for me. Well, now the question is, that's a very, very long question, is, well, what about not text data? What about voice data, for instance? Are they storing our Skype conversation right now? Which, of course, we're going to publish it, but are they storing it? Are they storing these phone conversations?
Probably. I do think that Skype, yeah, was on the list. I've been through the Snowden documents extensively. I haven't been through all of them. That's a lot to go through. But if anybody's interested in all this, like details of all this, I would recommend going through the Snowden documents. You can find them from various sources. Anyway, yeah, I think the answer is yes. However, not all voice over IP, which is what Skype, we're not using the S7 network, which is the cell phone network. Speaking of details, but we're simply using voice over IP. So most voice over IP is actually all right. I wouldn't trust Zoom either. Me personally, I don't know if they're a fairly new one. I don't know who started them up, but I don't use.
But they got really big in the so-called pandemic, right?
There's one called Jitsi, J-I-T-Z-I, I think, Jitsi.
That sounds kind of perverted, almost.
I guess so. Well, it's something that a privacy-minded person that I follow recommends. There's also, if anybody's looking at getting a secure messaging app, one I use is called Session. I highly recommend that, using Session over your regular SMS. So it's important to, I'll say real quick, it's important to know that regular SMS is extremely vulnerable. It's sent in plain text. There is no encryption. People may know that, but you're, phone carrier can see all this. They can read your text very easily. And if you get subpoenaed for wrongthink, it's going to be very easy for everybody to see your history. You know, whether that's fair or not, it's going to be secondhand. It's going to be too late by then. So, you know, to thwart these things to begin with, I don't use them. That's what I'm getting at. But yeah, use something called Session. That's a good alternative to SMS, I would recommend.
Okay. Still there?
Yes.
Oh, good. I thought I accidentally hung up. All right. So data storage has become cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So it had been extremely expensive to the point where they needed to abbreviate the year to two digits.
In the 90s, a megabyte of memory was almost $100. A megabyte of memory.
Yeah, when I started buying, five and a quarter inch floppy disks. The 5 1/4, was that the size?
I remember those. Yeah,
they were floppy, not as floppy as the 8 inch floppy disks. Those were very floppy, and I have a few of them, but I don't think I ever bought one. I inherited them from my dad, so I have I don't know if I still have them because I gave my 8-inch floppy disk drive to a computer repair guy who has a little museum in his shop. So I donated those, but I might still have a few of them. I don't know. Those are floppy, and even the high density ones, you were getting about 640 kilobytes, and this was, well, okay, so this was around 1990 or so. I wasn't paying $100, but maybe a little bit before that, because the thing is the 8-inch floppy disks, which were more expensive, and I think they might have held only, like 128 kilobytes. So you might have needed 8 of them just to get to a megabyte. And that might have cost $100, and that probably would have been sometime in the 1980s. So it was very expensive. And that's floppy disk storage. But perhaps you're talking about like hard disk storage. And the I always bought.
Well, I was RAM, the random access memory.
More so, yeah. Yeah, even more so. My RAM, I didn't have 1 megabyte of RAM until well into the 1990s, probably the late 1990s. I was always, you know, I think I was a big deal if I had, 256 kilobytes of RAM, then I was a big deal. I was happening. So yeah, RAM is very expensive. All this stuff was expensive. Now it's gotten very, very cheap. So, okay, so the storage has become cheap, but also the processing, and this is the next line of questioning I want to get into, because with the processing getting very cheap, things like deep fakes. So there's two types of technology. The deep fakes, which have been around for some years. I don't know how many, not that many. I remember Benjamin Fulford sending me a video of what seemed to be Vladimir Putin, and he was sitting behind the desk and he was making a speech. And then at the end of it, like somebody flipped a button and it wasn't Vladimir Putin anymore. It was this other guy and he was smiling and waving. And so Vladimir Putin's face from various image files had been mapped onto this guy's face. And so when this guy moved his mouth or turned his head, it was as if you were seeing Vladimir Putin's head moving around in real time. And I'd seen that also once at Disneyland. There was some exhibit where somebody was answering questions, but as a fish or as a turtle or something like that. And he was answering questions from the audience in real time, but whoever was doing it was behind a room, behind a wall. But what you saw on the screen, on this big screen, was the turtle or the whale or whatever it was, the animal, in real time moving his lips and moving his hands in response to questions from the audience. So this has been around for a while, but it's been getting better and better. I think they've used it in the porno world where you can like take your ex-wife or your girlfriend or whatever.
Oh,
I'm serious.
I hadn't heard of that. I believe you.
Cool cases about this. I think, or they've been taking like Korean pop stars, Korean pop idols or whatever. So there's that. That's with the video. And then more recently, somebody sent, did you send me something? Somebody else sent me something that was, you sampled Donald Trump's voice and then you can make Donald Trump say things, right? So for a long time we've had text to voice, right? Text to voice translation where, you type in text and it comes out in a robot sounding voice. Well, now you can sample Donald Trump or anybody else's voice, just, you know, like 10 seconds worth of their speaking, and instead of getting the robot voice, you're getting Donald Trump's voice, and it's pretty good. So, so the question is this kind of processing getting to the point where even not just like CIA, like state agencies, but just some technologically, up-to-date kid in his cellar can come up with video and speech that's enough to fool 95% of the people? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, that could be weaponized. You know, I mean, that could, in theory, start a world war, you know. That is kind of scary to think about. But, yeah, I sent you one of Jerome Powell that I thought was kind of funny. But you are correct. It's scary what they can do. And as you said, it's no longer – there's a term for this, deep fake, right? Like there has to be, like, the deep state behind, like, a deep fake. That's always been the term, or my immediate thought behind the terminology. It's maybe I'm maybe incorrect with that, or may not be. I don't know, but it's either way around. As you pointed out, it's, anybody can do this. Don't have to be intelligence agencies.
A few years ago, I became aware of some Chinese app, some app that was from one of the Chinese social media platforms.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
A few years ago, I became aware of some Chinese app, some app that was from one of the Chinese social media platforms. And it was rolled out originally as, okay, you can take your own face and then you can put it on a, like, you can have your own face be the guy in Top Gun or whatever the movie is, Tom Cruise. You put your own face over Tom Cruise, and he's saying, you know, well, I want the truth. And then your friend can be Jack Nicholson saying, you can't handle the truth. And, you know, it was rolled out in that way, but then it started just being used for revenge porn. So that I became aware of that. Are we getting to the point where how do you prove anything to somebody? If you send somebody, like, how do you prove anything to people? And are we going to get to the point where, as a society, nobody knows what to believe? There's no authority. We should be able to trust authorities, but obviously we can't after all these hoaxes and after everything they've done to us. How disoriented are we going to be?
That's one of the, I don't know, but the point you made is definitely on purpose. And I think it's one of the points is just to make everybody confused, not know which way is left or right or up or down, you know, and the best opinion you can have is to not have one at all. And that's a direct quote from the learned elders of the Protocols of Zion, believe it or not.
Wow.
What I just said is not the left or right thing, but I think, it maybe not a direct quote, but I think it says something like the best will confuse them, and then the best, you know, minds won't know what kind of opinion to have, so they'll realize the best opinion is to not have an opinion at all. So something like that.
Wow. We are getting close to the end of the show. That went fast. Any other thoughts before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I would recommend spending some time outdoors. It's starting to warm up, and a good way to take your mind off all this is to spend time in nature. It's important to remember that.
That is important. Yeah, that maybe that will help ground you, especially people who spend too much time on the internet. Go out, walk around in the woods, even if, you know, you're not too far away from cars or whatever. To the extent you can get in the woods, you're in an environment that our ancestors were in 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, and commune with nature. It's all good. All right.
Forest bathing. That's what I do.
Do you have any musical projects ongoing right now?
Yeah, not a lot I can comment on, but I do a lot of stuff in my local area here.
Okay, well, we will look forward to whenever the next release of Filbert-related music comes. We'll look forward to that.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for joining me, Filbert.
Thanks for having me again.
All right, and I will be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.